Most coaches learn sooner or later that you live or die with your last result. I was on the sideline for some of the best moments in the history of U.S. soccer, like when we beat Mexico to advance to play Germany in the quarterfinals of the 2002 World Cup in South Korea and Japan. That was as far as a U.S. side has ever advanced in the world's greatest sporting event, and really, I thought we outplayed Germany that day. I was also on the sideline for one of the low points in the history of U.S. soccer, our shocking loss to Trinidad and Tobago in October 2017. That 2-1 defeat meant that we failed to qualify for the 2018 World Cup in Russia, something the United States had done every 4 years going back to 1986. We failed that day, and I failed in my mission to pick up the pieces when I was hired in the middle of the qualifying process. I knew when I took the job, in late November 2016, that we had a steep road ahead of us if we were going to pull it off, but if I had it all to do over again, I'd take the job again in a second. And even though people don't want to hear it, I don't think that, given the limited time I had, there is much I would do differently either. I felt terrible after the Trinidad loss, as I think everyone in U.S. soccer did. What bothered me the most wasn't the usual Monday morning quarterbacking and self-righteous indignation, some of it directed at U.S. soccer in general, much of it aimed at me personally. You expect that stuff, there's value in it, and you just tune out the rest. What made me sick was the knowledge that our players would all be denied the experience of playing for their country in Russia, on the greatest stage in sport. The World Cup in Russia could have been and should have been the true coming-out party for our young star, Christian Pulisic, who, as I said on a CBS 60-minute segment, just might be our first true American soccer superstar. Christian was the best player for us in World Cup qualifying, and continued to develop at an impressive rate. In 2018 in Russia, he would have been a player to watch. I felt so bad knowing Christian would be denied that. Veteran players like Tim Howard and Clint Dempsey, huge figures in bringing U.S. soccer forward, would have to sit out the World Cup too, along with our team captain, Michael Bradley, along with every member of the squad. A lot of these guys will never get another shot at a World Cup, and that might even include Michael, who is one of our better players in qualifying, behind Christian. He'll be 35 by the time the 2022 World Cup in Qatar rolls around, and that might be pushing it. I also felt terrible for soccer fans in this country. We usually have one of the largest groups of supporters at the World Cup, and missing out was a real blow to them. But there are also positives. For a start, the devastating result forces a wholesale evaluation of the state of soccer in this country, and it has been much needed for a while. I hope that this book will be seen as part of the process by which we work out what went wrong and what we need to do to fix the problems. We've come so far since I first started coaching soccer more than 40 years ago, and I hope in this book to tell enough stories and share enough experiences from those 40 years to give a sense of just how far soccer has come in this country, and how honored I've been to have played a role in that progress. One example is the fact that millions of Americans, including me, cared enough about soccer to feel pained that our great country will not be represented in Russia. One of the key problems with soccer in the United States right now is the inability to make a distinction between making money and developing the sport. We've pretended that the two goals are the same, when in fact they're only somewhat related. For years, the challenge seemed to be to find a way to have a viable North American professional soccer league, which was rightly seen as the foundation for continuing to move soccer forward in the United States. People were understandably haunted by the memory of the North American Soccer League, launched in 1968 and featuring the likes of Pelé and Franz Beckenbauer, and, if I'd agreed to a contract, a young backup goalkeeper named Bruce Arena, a league that drew millions of fans but which ultimately folded in 1984.